How do plants avoid sun damage? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. For years, doctors have been telling us to eat fruits and vegetables high in compounds called phenolics. Many of these compounds act as antioxidants, mopping up chemicals called free radicals that can cause cancer. But for every tasty, healthy phenolic, there are dozens of bitter or even poisonous ones. In fact, scientists have long thought that the main reason plants had phenolics was to keep bugs and other creatures from eating them. But Dugald Close, a plant physiologist with the Australian Research Council, is convinced that their main function is to do for plants exactly what they do for people.
They scavenge or mop up radical chemical species. Now, I can liken this to, say, a cancer in people or animals. When a plant absorbs too much sunlight, that sunlight can't be used in photosynthesis. The excess energy and also the excess oxygen in the system can actually lead to the complete physical necrosis or breakdown of that tissue.
Knowing what roles phenolics play in plant chemistry is critical to understanding plant evolution and ecology, and to developing new strains of plants resistant to sun damage and pests. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.